Doing your own basic vehicle maintenance. It usually feels pretty straightforward. A dash of oil here, maybe a new air filter there. But jumping into transmission maintenance on a 2013 Chrysler Voyager 2.8 CRD.
Oh, yeah, that is a completely different beast.
Right. Because relying on generic advice for this specific van lead, it can easily turn a weekend DIY project into a massive repair bill. It's less like following a basic recipe, and honestly, it's more like baking a cake, where getting a single ingredient wrong doesn't just ruin the dessert, it literally blows up the oven. Welcome to our latest deep dive.
Thanks. Yeah, we've got a stack of maintenance guides for this specific van today. And the details are, well, they're pretty intense.
So let's start with a roadblock you hit almost immediately when looking this up, which is the fluid volume. Some guides say 4 liters, and then others swear it's 7.6.
Yeah, that is a massive gap, but they're actually both correct.
Wait, really? How can they both be right?
Well, they just describe completely different jobs. So 4 liters is your standard service fill, just dropping the pan, draining what falls out by gravity, and swapping the filter.
Oh, okay. So the 7.6 figure.
That is the total system capacity. You would only ever use that much if you were filling a brand new transmission from completely dry, like after a total rebuild.
Okay, let's unpack this. So during a normal service, roughly half the old fluid just stays stubbornly trapped in the torque converter and the cooler lines, like water stuck in the pipes of an old house even after you shut off the main valve.
Exactly. Gravity alone just won't pull it out. And because so much old fluid remains in the system, what you mix it with is incredibly critical.
Right, which brings us to the strict chemical requirements of the fluid itself. The guides are absolutely adamant that you only use Mopar ATF plus 4, or, a fluid meeting that specific MS9602 standard.
Yeah, because this van uses a 62TE 6-speed transaxle. Its internal clutch packs are incredibly sensitive. So ATF plus 4 is a full synthetic fluid with a friction modifier profile tuned precisely for those specific clutches. Pouring in a generic universal fluid like Dextran, it causes the friction chemistry to clash.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, though. I mean, isn't all automatic transmission fluid basically just like the same red, slippery stuff? Is this just a clever marketing ploy to make you buy their branded fluid?
I know it really sounds like it, but I promise it's pure chemistry. Think about how a transmission shifts. It relies on a tiny moment of controlled slipping before it grabs the next gear, right?
Right, yeah.
Generic fluids actually change exactly how those clutches grab, use them, and you aren't just getting a slightly bumpy ride. You're looking at harsh shifts, severe slipping, and eventually a limp mode fault.
The limp mode fault.
Yeah, that's where the van basically locks itself in one gear just to prevent destroying itself.
Wow. Okay, so definitely no generic fluids. But even with the exact right fluid, the final hurdle is measuring it, which surprisingly breaks every traditional dipstick rule out there.
Oh, completely. You cannot just check this cold in your driveway. The sequence is extremely rigid.
Right. The sources say the engine must be running, the van has to be parked on perfectly level ground, and the fluid needs to be heated up to, like, between 70 and 80 degrees Celsius.
And you have to check it only after pausing in every single gear.
Wait, why do you have to shift through all the gears first?
Well, because you need the transmission pump to physically push fluid into every specific hydraulic circuit and valve body channel.
Yeah.
If you don't shift through the gears, those circuits stay empty.
And then your dipstick will falsely read full because all the fluid is just sitting at the bottom of the pan.
Precisely. A cold static check will lie to you every single time.
So what does this all mean? The transmission is basically a living, breathing system. Checking it cold is like, I don't know, taking an athlete's resting heart rate when you actually need to measure how they perform mid-sprint.
That is a great analogy. Yeah, it will often show full when the system is actually dangerously low.
Okay, so to wrap this up for you listening, here are the core lessons. First, confirm your physical transmission tag actually says 62TE. Don't confuse it with the older W5A 580 used in previous generations.
Yeah, super important. And buy 5 liters of ATF plus 4 so you have a buffer.
Right. Don't skip replacing the filter and always measure the fluid warm.
Stick to those rules and you will save yourself a massive headache.
There is one detail from the sources that I keep turning over in my head, though. They mention that ATF plus 4 naturally darkens from red to brown with heat and age.
Right, which isn't a sign of failure on its own.
Exactly. But if the visual color change isn't the failure point, what exactly is the invisible chemical tipping point? Like, when do these advanced synthetics finally lose their friction properties and trigger those harsh first to second gear clunks?
That is the million-dollar question.
It really makes you wonder what invisible countdown is happening inside the transmission long before the system finally goes into shock.